recording right now? Oh, shit. Hang on. Just gotta pause that real quick. Okay. Hi, everyone. It's me, Richard. I'm back again. Here with my baby, Nikki.
Hey, baby.
She's not entertained at all. She's just staring at me. Why do you stare at me like that, huh? Are you waiting for me to do something? You chose to be here. I'm just saying. Anyways, I am back for a second again. I know that the latest update, titled A Little Update, was a year ago, and I don't feel bad about it that much, to be completely honest. I have had a terrible time ever since I made that update. Everything was looking good. I was about to start, you know, I was about to start recording and everything, and then I ran into so many problems with school. I had to really buckle down and try to pass all my classes for the fall semester. For the spring semester. I can't even keep anything straight anymore, I swear. It feels like everything is just like meshing together, and it feels like it didn't even happen. But regardless, anyways, I didn't want to. Let's get back to that. I accidentally hit a button on my laptop. I don't know what happened. Anyways, I'm back for another update. This one's going to get a little bit more macabre. So I'll try to keep it as light as possible. We had death in our family in the beginning of January. My aunt was diagnosed with cancer. And then in April, just like the doctors predicted, which I hate, she passed away. And it's been really hard on our family right now, and I haven't been in the right headspace to deal with anything right now. I actually started smoking again. I did quit, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to keep smoking, because it's such a good stress reliever for me. And I know that doesn't make sense, but to that I say, I mean, you don't understand what goes through my mind, and cigarettes actually do calm me down and help me relax. The problem is, I had to constantly be smoking in order to be calm, which you can't do when you're asleep, so you have to wake up in the middle of the night. It's a production. I did quit, though, and I'm trying to seek out different ways to kind of manage my anxiety and my paranoia. But yeah, my aunt passed away. We haven't been okay. I haven't been in the right headspace for anything. It honestly feels like I'm just floating in this nether region of space inside my mind. I mean, grief is really just a hard thing to just get used to. And it sucks. It really does suck. I don't know how I'm even functioning right now. I've cried so much in the past few months. June, April, May, June, July, August. 4 or 5 months of crying. It doesn't get easy, but I had to just kind of learn how to live my life with that grief in my heart. So that's just what's been happening. I've also been having trouble with classes because I can't take any more credit hours as a community college student, because the main college here in New Mexico, New Mexico University, UNM Maine, they have branches, and I'm part of one of those other branches. And so because I've already used up all the credit hours in that branch, I have to be a Maine student to take classes. And that's already a different type of production. It is some massive horse shit. The program, the structure, the infrastructure of data and transferring students was a pain in the ass. I couldn't even do the new student orientation because, god damn it, the website didn't fucking work. I've just been stressed. I've been really fucking stressed. Like, really fucking stressed. I cannot even exaggerate how fucking stupid this year has been for me. I hate it. It's just it feels like you're just waiting for bombs to go off, and you're not, and you can't do anything about it. You just have to wait for them to detonate. That is how this whole fucking year has gone by for me so far. It's just waiting for one bomb after the other to detonate. I have not been okay. So please forgive me if I have not been making episodes. I've been really trying to keep my shit together and just trying to graduate so I can just do something better with my life that I actually want to do. Because let's be fair, no one wants to work in retail their whole life. That shit sucks. Having to deal with pissy customers day in and day out, I can't stand it. I want to do something creative that will fulfill my life, and so that I can buy a house somewhere in New Mexico and be content and happy with my life and not have to worry about anything. I'd like to live my 60s as calm and serene as possible. So yeah, that's just the update that's going on with my life. As for the podcast, I really do want to continue it. It is something that I am really, really, really wanting to do. I'm just messing with my laptop again. It is something that I really do want to do. I want to continue this. For the podcast specifically, I just have to find a structure for it. And I know I said that in the last update. I know I did. But it is hard to structure a podcast when you're just a one-man show. If I had someone to bounce off of, it would be a lot easier. Most of the episodes where I have someone to bounce off of have been successful, but when it's just me, I'd feel like it's not entertaining enough, and I don't feel like that's good enough for you guys. So I don't know, if you don't want to stick around, I totally get why, but also, like, how dare you? Don't leave me like this. Come on, I can do better, I promise. Oh, God, that sounded so desperate. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna see what I can do. I'm gonna try to, you know, structure my show out, and then maybe I'll look up some websites to see how I can do a one-man show. But in the meantime, I'm glad I could have this talk with you. I miss you so much. You have no idea how much I miss you. My life's just been hectic right now. But I love you. I love you very much. And I hope that you're having a great day. I hope that you do something fun today. Or relaxing. Whatever you need to kind of balance yourself out today. Alright, well, I guess I'll talk to you later.